Well, welcome back, everybody. I'm sorry we're a little late in starting today. So take a moment to say, Dave, I'm glad you're here. Dave Gaethel, it's good to see you. I think you're a little nuts. True to character. Okay, we'll get moving. First item on the agenda is swearing in of reappointed council members, and then we're going to get right through elections before we take reports. I'll turn it over to someone who's walking in the room right now. Oh, sorry. Swearing in of reappointed members first. Pat?
Thanks. Okay, could I ask, first, congratulations to our three reappointed council members, Dave Gaethel, Rip Cunningham, and Frank Blount. Could I ask you all to please raise your right hand and for Rip and Frank to stand? We're going to give Dave a break here. and then please repeat after me. I, state your name. As a duly appointed member of a Regional Fishery Management Council, established under the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act, hereby promise to conserve and manage the living marine resources of the United States of America by carrying out the business of the council for the greatest overall benefit of the nation. I recognize my responsibility to serve as a knowledgeable and experienced trustee of the nation's marine fishery resources, being careful to balance competing private or regional interests, and always aware and protective of the public interest in those resources. I commit myself to uphold the provisions, standards, and requirements of the Magnuson-Stevens Fishery Conservation and Management Act and other applicable law, and shall conduct myself at all times according to the rules of conduct prescribed by the Secretary of Commerce. This oath is freely given and without mental reservation or purpose of evasion. Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay, now we're going to get on to elections, nominations and elections. So we'll turn it over to General Counsel Gene Martin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think in your binder there should be a document called Election of Officers, I believe in the first, under the first tab, which explains the voting procedures and the offices that are up for selection. What we will do first is take nominations on the election of a chair and then a vice chair. And depending on the outcome of the election of the chair, we'll either vote on two or three executive committee members. If the chair is reelected, then we will vote for two executive committee members. Three executive committee members. If the chair is not reelected, the past chair automatically becomes a member of the executive committee, and therefore we only have to vote for two members of the executive committee. So I don't know if you found your document under tab one. But I would like to go over the voting procedures. For each office that's going to be subject to a vote, I will open up the floor to nominations. There's no need for a second for each nomination. A nominee may decline a nomination. Write-in votes are not permitted. And we will do it in the order that I just said, chairman, vice chairman, and then either two or three executive committee members. The voting will be by secret ballots. Non-voting members will distribute, collect, and count ballots. Ballots will be retained by the staff for 30 days before destruction and will be available for examination by voting council members during that period. Offices will be filled by majority of votes for nominated candidates. Write-in votes and abstentions will not be counted in determining a majority. If three candidates are nominated and none has a majority, the candidate receiving the fewest votes will be dropped from the ballot. If three candidates are nominated and the low two are tied, all three will be kept on the ballot. If four or more candidates are nominated and no one has a majority, the person receiving the fewest votes will be dropped. And if the low two are tied, both will be dropped from the ballot. If the low three are tied, all four will stay on the ballot. If we have a situation of repeated tie votes, then I will open up the floor for motions to resolve the issues to expedite the process. Are there any questions about the voting procedures? If not, I open the floor for nominations for chair. Dave.
Yeah, thank you. I would like to nominate John Papalardo for another term as chair.
Okay. John Papalardo has been nominated. Are there other nominations? If no other nominations, I will accept a motion to accept by acclamation John Papalardo. Dave? Second? All those in favor of declaring by acclamation John Papalardo as chair, please raise your hand. Any opposed? We should have asked whether you're willing to accept, John. That may disqualify you just by virtue of wanting to be chair. All right, congratulations, John. You've been selected by acclamation. Now the office of vice chair is open for nominations. Dave?
Yeah, I'll nominate Rip Cunningham for another term as vice chair.
Okay, Rip Cunningham has been nominated. Are there other nominations? Seeing none, is there a motion to, yes, David, to move for selecting him by acclamation? Okay, so moved. Is there a second? Okay, a motion to select for vice chair. Just getting a blank. Rip Cunningham for vice chair. Sorry, Rip. Has been made. All those in favor, please raise your hand. Opposed? Okay, congratulations, Rip. You've been voted in by acclamation. All right, because the chair was reelected, we have three openings for executive committee, and we'll just take them one by one. And each executive committee member will be nominated, the office will be nominated separately from each of the others. So a nomination doesn't necessarily carry over from one executive committee opening to another. Rodney. Okay, Jimmy Odlin has been nominated. And now you might want to look at your first ballot. Make sure you all have ballots and make a check mark besides those that we're nominating, so when it comes time to vote, you'll know who's available. Are there other nominations? Yes, Mike. All right, Terry Stockwell's been nominated for the first opening under executive committee member. Mary Beth?
Yes, I'd like to nominate David Pierce.
Okay, David Pierce has been nominated. Are there other nominations, Mark?
I would like to nominate Sally McGee.
Okay, Sally McGee has been nominated. Are there other nominations? Mark. Okay. Dave Preble has been nominated. The floor is still open for other nominations. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to nominations for the first executive committee opening. So please mark at the top of your ballot, ballot number one. And the five nominees are Sally McGee, Jimmy Odlin, David Pierce, Dave Preble, and Terry Stockwell. So please vote for just one of those. And as I said earlier, the receiver of the lowest number of votes will be dropped for future elections here, or future ballots. So if you could fold over your ballot and hold it up, Coast Guard and I will collect the ballots. Okay, we did not have a majority vote getter, so we eliminate the lowest vote getter, and who was David Pierce, and we now vote on the four remaining candidates: Sally McGee, Jimmy Odlin, Dave Preble, and Terry Stockwell. This will be ballot number two, if you can put that at the top of the next ballot that's available to you. And hold up your ballots to be picked up. We still don't have a majority. The lowest vote getter this time around is Dave Preble. That leaves three candidates: Sally McGee, Jimmy Odlin, and Terry Stockwell. So if you go to ballot, the next ballot, and put number three at the top, and make your selection and give your ballot to whoever's collecting it. The results of the third ballot, we still do not have a majority. The low vote getter was Jimmy Odlin. That leaves two candidates for ballot number four, Sally McGee and Terry Stockwell. So if you'd make your selection and give your ballot, please, to the person picking it up. Save time. I'll come here. All right, we have a winner this time. By a majority of votes, Terry Stockwell is elected to the first seat on the executive committee. Congratulations, Terry. Now go to ballot, your next ballot, market number five. We're electing the second seat on the executive committee, and nominations are now open. Terry. Jimmy Odlin has been nominated. Mark.
I nominate Sally McGee.
Sally McGee has been nominated. Jim?
David Preble.
David Preble has been nominated. Are there other nominations? Mary Beth?
David Pierce.
David Pierce has been nominated. And do I have any other nominations? David?
I'd like to nominate Jim Clear.
Okay. Jim Fair has been nominated. Do we have any other nominations for the second seat on the executive committee? Seeing none, I declare the nominations closed. Mark your next ballot, number five. And the nominees are Jim Fair, Sally McGee, Jimmy Odlin, David Pierce, and David Preble. Please vote for one person and give your ballot to the collecting officer. Results of ballot number 5, there is no majority. The low vote getter was Jim Fair. So that leaves Sally McGee, Jimmy Odlin, David Pierce, Dave Preble. Forgot to bring. Is that, so we need your vote on ballot number 6. For ballot number 6, we still don't have a majority. There was a tie for the lowest vote getters between David Pierce and David Preble. Therefore, they are eliminated. And that leaves 2 candidates, Sally McGee and Jimmy Odlin. If you can make a selection. We have a tie, so let's vote one more time, see if we can break the tie. On ballot number 8, for Sally McGee or Jimmy Odlin. Okay, we still have a tie. So why don't we vote one more time, and then afterwards see what we want to do, unless somebody would like to suggest another alternative. Is that okay? One more time, ballot number 9. We're voting for the second executive committee seat between Sally McGee and Jim Odlin. Congratulations, Jimmy Odlin has been elected to the seat number 2 on the executive committee. All right, we're now proceeding to ballot number 10 for the third and final seat on the executive committee. Floor is now open for nominations. Jimmy.
I nominate Dr. Pierce.
Okay, Dr. Pierce has been nominated. Mark?
I nominate Sally McGee.
Sally McGee has been nominated. Are there other nominations? See, yes, Jim.
Dave Preble.
Okay, Dave Preble has been nominated. Are there any other nominations? If there are no, I think I forgot to do this in the prior nomination period, but if there's no other nominations, if there's no objection, I'll close the nominations. And that leaves 3 candidates for the third seat on the executive committee, Sally McGee, David Pierce, and David Preble. This is ballot number 10. We did not have a majority. The low vote getter was David Preble, so that leaves Sally McGee and David Pierce on ballot number 11. Congratulations to Sally McGee, elected to the third open seat on the executive committee. And that concludes the election of officers, Mr. Chair.
Okay, congratulations. Appear to be right on time. Reports on recent activities. I'll quickly touch on our most recent executive committee report. Tab 1, document number 6, 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 document number 6.